Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Over the years, unusable or leftover pesticides can pile up on farms and ranches, posing a potential hazard just by their very presence. SDSU Extension pesticide educator Stephen Robertson offers tips on handling these waste pesticides.
If you have a label that's on there and present, it will tell you how to dispose. If that label's missing or have been removed for whatever reason, strongly suggest putting it in storage. Treat it like something that is intensely toxic. Chances are it may not be, but what we want to do is just make sure that we're being as safe as possible.
The South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources offers a waste pesticide disposal program at no cost to ag producers. DANR has a waste pesticide collection site in Pierre, as well as at select sites across the state. With an appointment, waste pesticides can simply be dropped off, transported securely in the bed of a pickup. The department also offers a waste pesticide collection option.
And the way that they choose these routes is based on the toxicity and on the need. So if there's a high volume of product that you find in your place, that higher volume will initiate that a little bit more quickly, but also toxicity. So if we're talking about a very toxic product, that's something the Department of Ag wants to jump on. If it's something that they can determine and they know for sure that's not going to be a huge issue, they'll ask you to hang on to it until they can get around, and typically that'll be within 6 months to a year.
Robertson advises always wearing personal protective equipment when handling unusable pesticides. Learn more on waste pesticide disposal at extension.sdstate.edu.